Message number 629. The flame of love extinguishes the fire of hatred. Sunday, December 2, 2012 at 5:40 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is only when you are the target of hatred that you can truly understand the power which the evil one has over humanity. Hatred is caused by Satan, who uses it to tempt people to turn on their fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred breeds hatred when one person hates another, and it is usually caused by anger. Anger can come about as a result of a difference of opinion. Unless it is controlled, it can turn to hatred very quickly. When someone attacks another person, an organization, or a nation because of the difference of opinion, it can spark a torrent of hatred within a quick period of time. This is why I urge all those who find themselves the target of such anger to remain dignified at all times. Even when someone insults you face to face or behind your back, you must be careful not to engage with them. When you do, you will be tempted to sin. Satan encourages people to become angry. He then uses anger to create anger in the next person, and so it continues until hatred is instilled on both sides. He, the evil one, inspires hatred so that he can cause division. Division is the opposite to unity. Unity is a God-given grace. When people are united as one and respect each other, love is present. Love is God, so God has inspired this unity. Satan uses hatred to cause nations to divide, marriages to break down, murders to take place, and vicious crime to thrive. When Satan has been conquered, hatred will be finally banished and it won't exist in the world again. Love can deplete hatred. When a person is angry towards you, you must try to respond with love. It may be very difficult for you to do this, but with my help you will find that the hatred will be diluted quickly. The flame of love extinguishes the fire of hatred. It cancels it out. Love is God, and as God has great power over the beast, then this is the solution for driving the beast out of your lives. It takes great courage to stand up as victims against hatred. If you do as I ask of you and call on me to give you the courage, then you can defeat hatred. Your Jesus.